Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Wednesday, not any Wednesday, it's Relationship Wednesday, and it's 6/28/2017. Just a few more days left in this month. Believe it. It's almost over already. We're hitting July. We're hitting our hottest months here. I don't know. It's supposed to cool off this week, but it's been like an oven outside. So I don't know how everyone's dealing with it, but I guess it's all over the place. So I wish everybody well in this heat. Be careful. But today's show, it's something I hear a lot. I even heard myself way back when say this. And even when initially something happens and I start to think, okay, what just happened here? You know, my partner did this. And yeah, they may have done that or done that. But how we deal with things is how we deal with things is both of us. And I found out that if one person in the equation wants to solve it, and maybe the other person doesn't, then the problem is not going to be solved. But if you both really want to solve it, you both really want to be together and to stay together, both of you, that's a whole nother story, because now your intentions are to solve an issue. But let's say we go a step further, and you're broken up and you blame everything on the other person. You know what's going to happen? Whatever's going to happen is you're going to get into another relationship and you're going to do the same exact thing, because in your mind, none of this is your fault. So if it's not your fault, how you got there in the first relationship that you think you're going to fix in the next relationship, it's still going to be there. It's just going to take its time to marinate and get there. And then after a while, depending on how old you are, you will start to see a pattern of behavior. Pattern of behavior, after a while, you go, why does it always happen like this? Gosh, everybody's a problem. It's not that everybody's a problem. It's that you need to solve the issues at hand. All it means is just you need to solve the issues at hand. First, you need to know what it was. How did you get there? Because that part of it is where you learn and where you grow. So truly take a closer look at your life. Look at the people you have met and why you are attracted to them. Then take a look at the thing when the reality of who you are both and how you're set in with each other, and you find out that you are both not on the same page, then what do you do? You're like, oh, wow, I'm a year in and I'm realizing we're really not alike, not in any way. Most people know this early on. Most of them do, and they just don't go out on the second date, the third date, because they know themselves well enough to know that, oh, how this person is describing themselves and how I am, it's not going to work unless we're actually conscious of this and we really have strong feelings for each other and we want it to work. But if you don't and you pass go, and you stay because you're scared to leave, or you feel like you're not being loyal, or you feel like, my gosh, that person's had a hard life and you almost want to take care of them, you want to make things better, you think you can make it happen, you're invited to stay. And then you find out later that maybe it wasn't in your best interest, but you stayed for a reason, which means you couldn't see the lesson yet. You didn't trust your instinct enough, your intuition enough. Whatever it was you didn't trust, you stayed. then what again? Now you're left with, okay, now what? So now you have to see what happens to reinforce that you already had to come to know. And this is what you both have realized. Because usually if one person gets it, the other person does too. But sometimes we're too scared to get it, that we're on different paths because we feel like we're bad or that we failed. But that's not what's happening. It's just, it's life is telling you, hey, you know what? Now you know for sure, for sure, for sure. Don't blame, because you made a decision somewhere in there to hang out for a while and see where you would go with this. So what happens is the stuff starts getting in the way of the two of you. You start getting aggravated with each other. You start picking on each other. You start blaming each other for things you already knew in the beginning, probably even things you loved about the person. So what and how do we not see our role in that? Because when we don't see it, we're on the repetition train. We're just going in the same direction over and over again, and we never turn around. So how do we stop that? So every time we are in a relationship, as we grow with ourselves, as we grow with the other person, spot checking is usually a pretty good thing to do. Because what happens is, when you can spot check and say, hey, you know what? We think really different about that. Do we think that could be a problem with eye on it? Because I don't want to in the future be upset that you don't like to go camping and I love to go camping. I really love it. I want to do it like 3 times a year. And you can't stand it. One, it's either okay with you that I go camping with friends or on my own, or I will give it up so we can do something we both want. And will I be okay with that, being as an example? But to have the conversation early on builds the way the two of you communicate with each other and to each other, which is a whole skill in itself that will help keep the two of you together, even if you feel or see there is a lack of compatibility. It all goes back to understanding that it takes two of you to do what you're doing, two of you to have the discussions that you have, and it takes two of you to come to the solutions that you come to. And if you sign off every time, you don't have to break up and blame everybody on everything. But if you don't make it as a couple, you can see why along the way, and you don't feel like you have to create reasons to make the other person wrong so you don't feel like you didn't succeed as a person in this relationship. I always know when someone's on their way out because the way they start to talk in different language than they've ever spoken to me about them before. All of the sudden, they talk about all the things this person has done wrong after speaking about all the things this person has done right and how good the person was and how they're both on the same page and all of this kind of talk. And then it goes into, well, he does this. Well, you know, he does that. So now all the dirty laundry's coming out. And it's like a one-way train. That's all I could think of when I hear it. And I say, but is there anything that you love about this person? Is there anything redeeming about this person? How did they, same person, go from all of this to all of that? And why didn't you say something to them? Why didn't you say something sooner? It's not an easy place to be. when we discover ourselves, when we see ourselves, when we see our own role in our own life. That part, okay, we can get that as we grow along in life. But it takes us a long time. And a lot of times we feel like we've been hurt a lot on our way there. But the bigger picture is every time you hear yourself blaming anybody, your first question should be, why was I there? What that along, or to hurt it along? What part of me was attracted to him or her? And this is even true in friendship. I've had friendships that once they hit fruition and we were no longer the kind of friends that talked every single day. And I found as I got older, I don't have the physical time to talk every single day to anybody. I try to, but it's nearly impossible at times. And people get mad at me for it, or got hurt, or felt like I didn't love them. And I'm saying, well, you know what? We can talk once a week, maybe, or twice a week. And if I'm not busy, or I'm off, or I'm on vacation, more, I'll be fine. Pressure to do those things, or the other person will be mad at you because they didn't get a daily fix, a daily... You know, when I first started, people would call me and pick my brain, and I didn't know they were doing that. I thought they were my friends. But I didn't realize that the people who came in hard and fast were going to leave the same way. It was like they needed to figure it out, figure me out. What do I do? They pick my brain. I would download every single thing I knew. And then I started feeling like, oh, my God, I'm being used. And they would be the ones who'd say it, which is what made me think it. Because they would say, I'm not using you. I said, well, what made you say that? Why did you feel you were using me? I just didn't understand from the beginning. But they taught me to ask questions in the beginning. They were great teachers for me. It broke my heart and shattered me in such a way when I realized that, because I thought that I couldn't tell the difference between a friend and somebody who needed something but wasn't like a friend. It was a reciprocal relationship. And when you're in a relationship with somebody you're going to spend a lot of time with, spot checking along the way, having the kinds of conversations that your mind and soul and body need to have with somebody else will strengthen your level of self-accounting. And I have to say, it's much easier than holding things in. When we hold things in, we add all of our stuff on top of it, someone, and they speak back. Our stuff isn't allowed to interfere because now we don't go on the assume train and we start running away with that. Because now we're assuming we're not loved. We're assuming the person isn't there. We're assuming the person's taking advantage of us. We're assuming the person's doing something wrong. We're assuming all of these things. And they're going to come up. I don't care who you are. They're going to come up. And how you deal with them will give you peace of mind or will give you a headache. You feel like you can't trust anyone. It makes you feel like you don't have a leg to stand on, that you can't speak. You are sequestered by this person. But I found out that the first prisoner that needs to be let out of jail is us out of our own jails. when people blame other people for everything they have done and they cannot see their role, I look at somebody in a prison. And they're going to keep committing the same crime over and over again and keep putting themselves back into prison. One of the hardest things to see at first is our role in our own lives. When Christ said to me that people's behavior isn't special to you, it is who they are. To everybody and anybody that they meet, you have just accepted to participate with this person. That's why when people come at me, because I'm not even a big deal, I'm just online and I do the show, but people will come at me from different angles, very different angles. I know that that's their thing. That's what they share with everybody else. I see Maureen Cook joined the chat. Wow, it's nice to see your actual name. Usually you come on as a guest. So we have Maureen and Francis in chat. So cool. And I know Eliana's in the studio. I always get to see her number. I love it. But it's amazing how, as you start to see the role, your own role in your own life, you start seeing how you also set up people to receive you in the way you know how to be received. One thing I found out, a dynamic that happens between men and women, is if a woman, a relationship, and she's done with it and she's blaming the guy, and she goes and she meets a new guy and she tells him how bad the old guy was, the new guy wants to come in and right all the wrongs because my girl's been hurt from this before. So we're going to tiptoe around these areas so that I can take care of her better. That's one way. Another way is a girl might come into a relationship where the guy's blaming the other woman. And she comes in and she feels like she has to be perfect because of all the boatload of stuff she heard her potential new partner say about the woman. Now everybody has to be perfect and not do the other stuff. But then what happens when you have a disagreement? What leg do you have to stand on then? So when you're both paying attention to the fact that whatever happened prior to today involved both of you issue. So maybe the conversation could be at the beginning of a new relationship, hey, you know what? I know that hurt you. I know that was hard for you. What part of that do you think you could have done better or different or paid attention to? When you're in that process in the beginning, ask as many questions as you can because you are the least invested, you are the least scared, the least worried because you know the least about this person and it's the time to learn it. It's not like, well, things are so great right now. We just met. We're kind of flying high and I don't want to bring that up. Why, when you jump in too fast, you have to jump out because you don't have anything to hang on to in the relationship. You just don't have anything to hold on to. You don't even have a way of communication when things don't feel okay. And that's the first thing you need to establish is communication. It is the one thing that will hold you guys together over and above the love that you feel. Because in the beginning, it might feel like love at first sight, but I always call it curiosity at first sight. You see this person, you're excited by them. You might love the way they look or love what they're saying in that moment, but you don't even know them. But that feeling will carry and become a deep and rich and full love. If you have enough in common together that can bring you and keep you together. The blame game is over. It's been over. Even when we hear somebody start demonizing and you know you're going to go down that track and they tell you what an awful person this person is and you're listening and you think, but you married them. How did you not see that? What's good about them? Do you think maybe they were right about certain things? Why are they all bad after being all good? And technically they weren't all good if all this was going on. But now that you're talking about it, cliche, the statistics, the stereotypes of how people used to behave when they broke up. Some people are trying to change that, and they say, you know, we're a conscious decoupling, or they've tried to come up with names for it that, you know, we're going to be fine with each other. We're not going to fight. We're not going to demonize each other. We're just going to break up, go our separate ways because we outgrew each other. Or they try to bring out a way of saying there's peace behind us. We both felt it was time to move on. Benefit, the family's benefit, the friends benefit. The friends can say everybody else's friend. Nobody has to take sides. I remember my daughter in high school had a best friend, and that girl was going out with this boy. They were like a golden couple. They were both so cute and so beautiful. And I loved both of them. And, you know, the mother of the girl, she was always bragging about how, you know, she met her husband and they were high school sweethearts and they've been married for all these years. So they had these three kids and they had the older girl was married. The son was already out of the house. And the younger girl was told the story of her mother and father so many times that she wanted to meet her high school sweetheart and marry her high school sweetheart. And they looked like that was it. And then they broke up. It was like a series of little unfortunate events that led to this breakup that took it bigger and bigger and bigger until they couldn't retrieve who they were, and they broke up. And it was devastating for all the friends, for the families, for the two of them. It was absolutely devastating. And so my daughter said, I don't want to date anybody because if we break up, all our friends can't talk to each other. No one can talk to each other. And when my daughter was in high school, and I think it still goes on now, and I hope it does, when there's a dance or something like that, two people will go together, a guy and a girl, or two girls or two guys as friends. Everybody would just be friends so that they can all go and enjoy and dress up and be a part of it, without having to attach all that emotion to it if they weren't ready for it. Or they didn't meet somebody they wanted to be that way with. Or they felt being in high school and doing that and causing that, because you're going to have to see the person every day after you break up. It's not like you can just go your separate ways. So they really actually started thinking on the front end, do they want to see that happen to them and their friends? It's really interesting how the foresight, because they're so young and they say, oh, well, okay, that happened and that wasn't too cool. And the friends had to divide because no one could hear. They took sides and the whole thing. Everybody else what exactly they did not want to do. And they didn't do it. Paying attention to blaming. Sometimes we feel like, but look, this really happened. And look, it really wasn't my fault. And oh, this happened to me. Just say, why did this happen to me? Why did I need to see that? Why did that need to happen to me? What wasn't developed in me that I needed to develop? If people love me enough to say that to me, to tell me the truth, I should at least respect it enough to investigate. But the whole poor me, poor me, poor me, the world is bad, the people in it are bad, everybody's hurting me, is really, I'm not willing to heal. I'm not willing to see. I can't handle the truth. That's really what is being said. Because all the other stuff isn't true at all, not a shred of it. So when we hear people start talking like that, you feel like you're in for a long call of a long night of just listening to complaining, complaining, complaining to build the case. Everything takes two, starting with the fact that two people made the decision to be there for whatever reason. They made the decision to be there together, to think together, to feel together, to go through this together. Nobody made them. Nobody was involved in the conflict, and nobody knows the truth except for the two people that were there. I don't care how much you feel you've told somebody along the way. Only witnesses to that relationship are the two people in it. You know, they always say there's your side, their side, and then there's the truth. It's hard to be objective when we're hurt. It's hard to be objective when we're blaming, judging. But just reminding ourselves that that person is the same person that you brought into your world, into your life. That's who that person is. Treat that person, because they really didn't change that much. They really didn't change that much. Keep the respect alive. Keep the integrity alive. Keep the conversation patient. Give the person some space. Give yourself some space, some time to take a look at what happened, because it will make the difference in every relationship you have the minute you do that in one relationship. I can't believe it's over already, you guys. I will see you tomorrow for Dream Theme Thursday. Send in your dreams, and I will get to them tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.